You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's good to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is calling us, people of God, to grow up in Him, to grow in grace and knowledge. So we are in a new series now. We started last week, and the topic is Grow in Grace and Knowledge. And it's taken from 2 Peter 3, and we see the key verse is verse 18. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We look on the word grow to increase in size or stature, and we see growth is a process. So it's step by step, stage by stage. So we don't grow up overnight. It's a process. We look on the word grace, unmerited favor. We see charis in Greek. It's a Greek word which means gift or charisma. We come from the same word. And it also can mean power or spiritual enablement. So all these are meaning of the word grace. So we need grace daily in our lives to help us to live this Christian life, live in holiness, live in righteousness, live godly every day of our lives. We are called to also grow in knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to know Him, to be aware of, and to be intimate with. Grow in that intimate knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Know Him personally, people of God. We are called to know Him personally. So we are going to pray and begin and continue from last week. Last time we stopped at verse 14, and we are going to continue from there and go on as the Lord leads us. So we are going to pray and then go on to verse 14 of 2 Peter 3. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your goodness, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for enabling us to be here another Saturday evening to hear your word. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will continue to lead us, continue to guide us into all truth. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Let your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Wherever we are, your word will guide us. Wherever we are going, your word will also guide us. We pray today in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, that you will come, shed your light on the word for us, that we will understand and apply your word unto wisdom. Lord, we look to you today. We can do nothing of ourselves. We are completely dependent upon you, O God. So as we come, O God, and call upon you for help, we pray that you'll open up, O God, our understanding. So we will go forth, O God, with revelation, knowledge, and we will be able to apply these words to our lives and be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you for your people who take the time out to come to hear your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus for those, oh God, who are saved, that they will be transformed, oh God Almighty. They will grow in grace and knowledge of you. Those who have not yet known you will come to know you as Lord and Savior. You will remove, oh God, the blindfold from their eyes, so the gospel light will shine through. Oh God, you, oh God Almighty, will fly the trap of the enemy and set them free so that they can come to know you, oh God, in an intimate way. Father, we look to you today. Have your own sweet way, and may your perfect will be done. As we look to you by faith and give you thanks, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, and we say amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So we are called to grow in grace and knowledge of whom? Of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you can study 2 Peter 3:18, which reminds us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we are encouraged by the Apostle Peter to grow up, to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to understand and apply God's grace to our lives daily. There is grace for every situation, people of God. And we are called to go to God boldly to get that grace that we need daily for whichever situation we are going through. God's grace is sufficient for us. And so when we learn to apply God's grace to every situation, then we find that we will become mature believers and walk in intimacy with our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ daily. We're called to walk in intimacy with Him daily. So we don't want to perish because of lack of knowledge, but we want to become knowledgeable about our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to search His scriptures, and we want to find Him in the scripture and know Him personally, know His characteristics, know His attributes, know who He is, know His nature, know Him personally, people of God, so that no other voice we will follow. When we become mature Christians, we don't follow every voice that we hear. We are not tossed about with every wind of doctrine, but we become mature believers in Christ Jesus. When we grow up in Him, people of God, we can't be fooled. We will not be deceived. False teachers will come, but we will not buy what they say. We will not believe what they say, but we will hold firmly to the truth. So we are called to grow up in Christ Jesus. So we see in 2 Peter 3:14, last week we left off, the word said, therefore, beloved, looking forward to those things, be diligent to be found in Him in peace, P-E-A-C-E, in peace, without spot and blameless. So Peter encouraged believers to be diligent. We must be diligent, constant, consistent in our walk. Always be disciplined and putting out an effort. Be in partnership with the Holy Ghost, that we may be found by Christ in wholeness. We may be found in wholeness, people of God, without impurities and sin. We may be found as mature Christians, not being tossed about with every doctrine, but we will continue to hold steadfast to Christ Jesus. Our faith in Him will be concrete, will be secure. So we will have to understand, people of God, that we must hold firmly to the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that when He comes, He will find us in wholeness. He will find us in peace, without impurities, without sin. Look at verse 15 of 2 Peter 3 as we continue in this series. The word said, and consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. The long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. As also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you. So we see God being patient with us is to give us time to repent. We must understand this truth. And when we mature, people of God, we will understand the patience of God, the long-suffering of God, is to give us time to repent. Consider that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. We must think about this and know that God is giving us time to repent. Peter mentioned that Paul also wrote about the same thing. And people of God, if we look in Romans 2 verse 4, the word said, Paul wrote, or do you despise the riches of His goodness? Do you despise the riches of God's goodness, forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? People of God, we must know this truth. When we grow up in Christ, when we are mature in Him, we will understand that His forbearance and His long-suffering are for our good. It's to help us and to lead us to repentance, so we get time to repent. Many of us get chance after chance after chance and we fail to repent. But God is calling us to repent, turn from our evil ways and turn to God. People of God, repentance is not just feeling sorrowful. You know, some of us come and we cry and we feel sorrowful because we are convicted of our sins, so we feel sorrowful, but we don't turn from it. But repentance means that we turn from our sinful ways and we turn to God. So we don't just turn from our sinful ways and don't turn to anyone. We must turn to God. Turn to God and start to do what is right. Start to walk in holiness and truth. Start to live according to His will. So we are called, people of God, to understand that God giving us chances after chances after chances doesn't mean that God doesn't see and understand and see our corrupt ways. He sees it. But he is giving us that chance to repent. His forbearance. He's putting up with our foolishness for a long time. He's patient. The people of God, the day is going to come when he's going to judge us if we don't repent. So we must repent. He's given us time to repent. Do we despise the riches of his goodness? Are we the people who despise the riches of God's goodness? His forbearance and long-suffering, his patience towards us. Don't we know that the goodness of God leads us to repentance? The goodness of God leads us to repentance, people of God. So we have to understand that we are called to repent. We are called to turn from our wicked ways and turn to God. Turn from our corrupt lifestyle and turn to God. God is calling us to repentance. Repent, or you will likewise perish. So God is calling us to repent. God is calling the people to repent. Turn from your wicked ways and turn to God. Many of you are saying, God doesn't see. God sees everything. His eyes go to and fro the earth, beholding good and evil. He sees everything. We all stand naked before him. He sees and knows everything. But he's a God of love. We must understand his love. From his love flows his goodness towards us. From his love flows his mercy. What we deserve, he holds it back from us. And he gives us what we do not deserve, his grace. So from his love flows his goodness, his mercy, his grace, his kindness towards us. Do we despise his kindness today? From his love flows his compassion towards us. Do we despise his compassion towards us today? We don't want to be those who despise the riches of the goodness of God. But we want to be those who listen to his voice as he speaks to us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit brings conviction to each and every one of us. But we must be convinced. We must be convinced that God wants us to change. Change from our wicked ways and change to walk in righteousness and truth. We must know that the goodness of God leads you to repentance. When somebody is kind and loving and good towards us, we want to please them. And we must want to please God, because his goodness leads us to repentance. So we have to understand, people of God, that is not that God doesn't see. God sees everything. He knows everything. People of God, he's present everywhere. He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. And people of God, his character cannot change. He's immutable. We must know his attributes. He's immutable. He cannot change, people of God. He's who he is. He cannot change. So we see, people of God, his goodness, which flows to us daily. So we, people of God, have to make use of the long-suffering of God, the patience of God, and turn to him. Turn to him wholeheartedly. His goodness, his forbearance, his long-suffering, all of that, people of God, is to lead us to repentance. He's waiting on us. He's waiting on us to repent. Turn to God, people of God. Repent, turn from our wicked ways. Ways that are keeping us back from coming to that place of maturity. God is calling the church of God to mature. And he's calling the world to turn to him. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. So if the world is not convinced that they are sinners, they will not be saved. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if the world doesn't see their sinful state and see the need for a Savior, they will not turn to God. But people of God, as you hear the word today, God is long-suffering towards us. He's patient. He's forbearing, putting up with our foolishness for so long. But he's giving us time to repent. Turn from our wicked ways and turn to God. And he will abundantly pardon. People of God, we have to understand, he will abundantly pardon. So as we turn to him, he pardons us. And we, people of God, are embraced by him. He takes us into his fold. He's a good shepherd, and he takes us into his fold. We are now one of his. So those who have not yet given your life to Christ, I beseech you today, turn to Jesus. See yourself as a sinner, for we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And those who have put their trust in Jesus Christ and still walking in carnality, Christ is calling us up higher. Come up higher, Church of God. Come up to that stage of maturity where you don't walk in sin anymore, but you walk in righteousness and truth. Walk in holiness. Be holy, for I am holy. God is calling the Church of God. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 16 of 2 Peter 3. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist, to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of Scripture. So we see, people of God, people twist the Scriptures to their own destruction, because there's some people don't want to learn. Some people don't want to search the Scripture. Some people don't want to mature, because maturity comes with a lot of responsibilities. Some do not want the responsibilities, so they remain as babes. But people of God, we must understand, we cannot remain as babes. For if we remain as babes, we cannot carry out the work of the kingdom. God is looking for mature sons and daughters, as many as are led by the Spirit. They are the sons of God. They are the mature sons of God. God is calling us to grow up in him. So we are going to look at Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5 verses 12 through 14. And see how we can mature in Christ. People of God, we don't want to be unstable in the word, twisting God's word to suit our own selves. So we have to understand that we must know the word of God. We must know the Scriptures. We must grow up in Christ Jesus. So look on Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. The word said, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. You're still a babe. You need milk and not solid food, because you by now should be teachers, but you need somebody to teach you the basic again. Many of us need the basic again, people of God. We need to go back to the basic. Many of us still need to be drinking some milk so that we can now go on to puree food and we can now go on to solid food, people of God. Look on the word of God, for we need someone to teach you again. Although by now you should be teacher, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. You don't reach a stage of maturity yet where you need solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. Everyone who is partaking only of the basic, only of the milk, is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. We cannot continue to remain babes forever, people of God. Last week we looked on the growth of development in the physical realm, the growth and development, and we see that many times we are just babe, infants, people of God. We are just little toddlers, schoolers, preschoolers, adolescence, not growing up into adulthood, but we must be mature in Christ Jesus. Look on the word in verse 14. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Solid food belongs to the mature in Christ. We need to eat solid food, people of God. We need to grow up. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Many of us are babes. Babes in Christ, people of God, drinking milk, just staying at the basic, not knowing that we are called to mature, not knowing how to take up our responsibility, how to know that we are going to be accountable for everything that we do in this body. When we are mature, we have to understand that we are responsible, people of God. We are responsible to carry out the mandate to go and make disciples. We are responsible. The word is given to us, but we have not been obedient because we are babes. So Paul said, though at this time you should be teachers, you need somebody to teach you. You have need of milk instead of solid food. You can't tolerate solid food. And many Christians cannot tolerate solid food. People of God, they have remained babes, irresponsible. So we have to know and grow up in Christ Jesus. That's why Peter was saying to the brethren, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need solid food to help us to grow. We need the bread of life. Eat of the word. Search the scriptures. And we will find Christ Jesus. We will come to that knowledge, that intimate knowledge of who he is. Solid food belongs to those who are of full age. Are you of full age today? Are you mature that you can eat the solid food of the word? Or are you just drinking milk? Just the basic. People of God, we need more. We need more. We need to grow up. That we may be able, by reason of use, have our senses exercised. Our spiritual senses need to be exercised. That we may discern both good and evil. People of God, many of us don't know good from evil. Our spiritual senses have not been exercised. We have been babes. And we don't want to remain babes forever. Look at verse 17 of 2 Peter 3. The word said, you therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. So there were a lot of false teachers in that time going around trying to permeate the minds of God's people and to cause them to shipwreck. So we see, people of God, many false teachers are out there to destroy the true Christians. But when we are true believers and when we have the word of God inside of us, when we study to show ourselves approved of God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, becoming skilled in the word, no false teacher can derail us. No false teacher, when the false doctrine comes, we will know because we have the true doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ in us. So we won't be led away with the error of the wicked. The false teachers creep in privately and they sit among us and we don't know them because we are not in the word. We embrace them. We laugh up with them. And they think, okay, they don't detect us because our spiritual senses are not exercised, so we can't discern between good and evil. We are still babes drinking milk. But we want to be people who grow up in Christ, who become mature in Christ. So that our spiritual senses can be exercised and we know good from evil. Look at verse 17 of 2 Peter 3. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. As followers of Christ, we are called to be solid in our faith in Christ, lest we depart from our faith in Christ, being led away by false teachers. People of God, let us be careful. Look on the last verse here in 2 Peter 3. but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grow, and this is our key verse, grow in grace and knowledge. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Grow in the grace. Grow up, Church of God. Become mature believers in Christ Jesus. And when we are mature, we will be looking for his coming. We will be living, people of God, each day looking for his coming. We will remember his word when he says he's coming back for us. So Peter admonished the saints in Christ to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are to become mature believers, skilled in the word, not being tossed about by every wind of doctrine, but being steadfast in the faith, growing in intimacy with our Lord and Savior. We need to grow in intimacy with Jesus. And when we are intimate with him, people of God, we will be courageous Christians. The more intimate we get with Jesus, people of God, the more courageous we become. So we have to grow in intimacy with our Lord and Savior. To him be glory forever. To him be glory. He alone deserves the glory. To him be glory forever. Amen. So let it be. People of God, we must understand God's word to us today. To him be glory. To Christ be glory forever. He alone deserved the glory. It is he who died that we might live. And people of God, he died. He rose again. He lives forevermore. He ever lived to make intercession for us. And he's calling us to mature, grow in grace. As he gave the Apostle Peter this word to write, that to us, the Church of God, to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If we fail to study the scripture, if we fail to adhere to the scripture, we will perish. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. This is what the Lord said through the prophet Hosea. And this word applies to us today. We must be careful that we are not destroyed because of lack of knowledge. We want to be people who are knowledgeable. We want to be people who are in intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We want to be people who each day we are in complete fellowship with him, walking hand in hand with him, people of God, so we can grow up in him, grow up to that stature in him where he is calling us. God bless you today as we continue in this series, Grow in Grace and Knowledge of Our Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that you have learned from this session this evening and will continue to grow in grace. We cannot remain as babes forever drinking milk, but we must start to eat some solid food and have our spiritual senses exercised so we can discern between good and evil. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us this evening. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you're calling us to maturity. And as we continue, oh God, to look to you, we pray you'll help us to grow in grace and knowledge of you. Bring us into that intimate relationship with you so that we can know you personally and walk in your ways. So we bless you, we honor and look to you by faith as we pray and give thanks. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming and hearing these words. And we pray that we will not just be hearers, but doers of God's word. Blessings to all. Amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.